This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I see one more commercial spot for that. No offense to Jeff Bezos. I know he controls the world. And, hey, listen, we get our share of Amazon boxes. And in my neighborhood, if we collected them all, we could build a small city. It's probably the same thing for you. But it seems like the buzz in your backyard and mine is all about Prime Days. That's when marketing meets pop culture and goes beyond that. What a way to kick this off. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Hope you had a great weekend. For you first-timers, well, welcome. For everybody else, you're still rolling along on the red carpet with us, and we appreciate that. And you can always send me your thoughts as we motor through Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. We had a straw poll when it came to the Republicans. Donald Trump was in the mix. Do you think he came in second, third, or last? Think again. We'll talk about that in just a few moments. But some of what else is out there ticking is if you're getting on a plane and you have an American Airlines ticket, yikes. American Airlines canceled hundreds of flights through mid-July because of labor shortages. So they have no pilots, not enough pilots for some of the routes, etc. And in other positions, the first few weeks of June took them to an unprecedented problem with weather in some of the biggest hubs, and it's really impacted their operations. It caused a lot of delays, canceled flights, disruptions to crew member schedules, and, of course, customers. So when you have labor shortages and then you are trying to ramp up customer demand, it's led to this crash, so to speak, of all these people that are holding tickets that might have to make, you know, switch things around. On Saturday, they had 120 cancellations, and they're projecting 50 to 80 cancellations per day going forward. I have friends who are speakers. I take the show on the road, and many of them have posted that they've had delays and problems and struggles. I mean, here's an industry that's trying to ramp up quickly because there was no industry to speak of during the pandemic. So they got to hire employees because now they got to get back to a pre-pandemic normal, whatever that looks like. So customers who had been booked through July 15th are going to be notified or have already gotten that if their flights have been canceled, they can make travel, adjustments in advance. That part's good. It's just the people who got stuck while they're in the middle of it. And they're trying to, of course, minimize the impact. But the reason we kick it off with this is because I know a lot of you are making travel plans. And if you have them on American, make sure you pay attention to all of that so that you don't show up for a flight and the flight's not there. That would be the worst. That would be something I would do, thinking, no, it's always fine. It's fine. Until if you read my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, until I had to drive 17 hours straight because I had three cancellations in a row, but it wasn't American. It was actually Southwest when they had computer problems a few years ago. So pay attention closely to that. Happy Father's Day or belated Father's Day, depending on where you're listening to me. It's a very, very big day that dads get recognized, all kinds of dads, by the way, because it's all shapes, sizes, and different special people that get called dad. Those paternal bonds, the influence of fathers, so great on so many lives. So all of you great fathers out there, you should absolutely be celebrated, and I hope that you were celebrated on Father's Day. All right, talking about American, it made me swing into this thought. The first Miami cruise in a year is set to sail. Very big coming out of Miami. I used to spend a bunch of time there, and I can remember seeing the cruise ships lined up to go. So guests boarding the Royal Caribbean Cruises, the Freedom of the Seas, on Sunday. That's the first cruise leaving from a U.S. port since the pandemic suspended operations 15 months ago. So, you know, you see those people with the suitcases in tow, going up the ramp, the whole thing. Freedom of the Seas carries about 4,500 people. It's expected to take about 650 on the first two-night loop. And Royal Caribbean employees volunteered and were allowed to bring a guest 18 and over. So people had to be vaccinated, have to have a mask on, you know, that whole thing. And it's really the employees. So the trip is being dubbed Simulated Voyage. I think that's a good concept. Try it, see what happens, and prep for when you have passengers that really want to take these cruises and are lining up to do that, that you're ready to roll. All right, straw poll. I mentioned it. So Florida Governor Ron DeSantis beat President Donald Trump in a presidential preference straw poll conducted by the Western Conservative Summit. He's really been out there a lot lately with some of the decisions he's made for Florida. So I don't know that it's shocking because his name is out there more, but this is how it went. So Ron DeSantis got 74.12%, but look how close. Donald Trump, the former president, 71.43% of this straw poll. Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, 42.86%. Mike Pompeo, the former Secretary of State, was fourth, 39.35%. And Senator Tim Scott, Republican from South Carolina, was fifth with 35.58%. The survey that was conducted by the Centennial Institute at this event, the Western Conservative Summit, they asked people to select each potential candidate they would approve for president in 2024. So it's interesting. Then they also ask attendees to mark the policy issues that are most important to them. Are you shocked that immigration and border security topped the responses, 82%, followed by election integrity, 79%, religious freedom, 75%. So that's where the Republicans are at least at this Western Conservative Summit anyway. And you can see some of those names are names that have been mentioned before, but we keep seeing Donald Trump, the former prez, mention, 2024, teasingly, the few times that he's been out speaking. So unless something unforeseen happens, I cannot imagine that he will not run when Biden tries for part two. This is very, very sad. We talked about those tropical storms heading into the weekend. And, you know, these floods, they just crash into areas so quickly. 13 people died in Alabama because of the tropical storm, including 9 children actually in a crash. I mean, there was a multi-car crash. Very, very sad. So Claudette turned out to be pretty deadly, this tropical depression, destructive on Sunday night, and the depression maybe at that point wasn't yet a tropical storm, but it was forecast to strengthen and continue over eastern North Carolina and then eventually become a post-tropical cyclone on Tuesday. 8 of the kids involved in a crash south of Montgomery, Alabama. Wow, just a sad, sad thing because of poor visibility and the weather. Mailbag, flip side.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Howdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Pick in the mailbag.
We do have mail. Lots of mail. I said this at the top, and I'd like to remind you, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. That's where you can hit me up, and a lot of you have always. The mailbag is overflowing with this show, no question about it. All right, so let's go to our first one, and our first one is this from Big Al, and Big Al says, "Hey, Kate, as predicted, it was pretty nasty with that tropical storm. Lots of rain in Alabama. I was visiting my family, and we were careful to pay attention. As you said, a lot of times you think you're okay, and then you get caught up in something that suddenly starts, and it's not a trickle of water. It becomes that much worse, and that's kind of what we saw. It was one of those Father's Day celebrations, so we were all together, and you know, it's that kind of thing where we just stayed in and celebrated, ordered out, and survived Claudette. Yeah, thanks for telling me that. I'm glad you huddled, paid attention, that kind of thing, because Alabama, Georgia, Northern Florida, heavy rain Sunday, and the tropical storm watch was also floated for South Carolina. And, you know, it just depends on where, of course, closer to the water in South Carolina. But Claudette is moving off the East Coast. They say a storm surge of maybe 3 feet is possible from North Carolina to Virginia. A place where I'm going, actually, over the summer, North Carolina coast from Little River Inlet to Duck. I'm going to Duck and with family, and that's under a tropical storm warning. You know, it's when you look at a map of that whole area, the vulnerability when you've got any kind of a big storm with lots of winds, and we've got listeners in South Carolina. Claudette at one point was, you know, 50, 60 miles west of Columbia, South Carolina, and it was packing a punch. But, you know, the concern was possibly isolated tornadoes. And what I mentioned and what he mentioned, flash flooding, Al did, and the winds, that's the thing you don't know. And have you ever been there, you know, where you think it's fine? It's, you know, it's yucky out, but you're going to run and go do something, or, you know, you decide you have to check your mail then. It's not that far away. But then you get in the car, and then you start to go a couple miles, and then you realize, whoa, look at what's happening here with this, the water, and especially when you get the high winds mixed in between. Anyway, no need to go further on that. You get it. You know, tornado was even reported in Alabama on Saturday. So that storm hit southern Alabama and East Brewerton. They say that the fire department says that that there was a tornado, you know, for sure. And I was looking at some photos of Brewerton, Alabama, and it has that familiar, eerie thing of that quiet afterwards where one side of the street is just ripped to shreds. And this is a small town, less than 3,000, and it's very close to the Florida state line. And then the other side is fine, right? So you had some homes that were just ripped apart. And what do? They hunker down. And this is always the description that people are going to shop and they figure out, what do I have to do to be okay? I mean, where can we hide? Where can we get into? The bathtub. You know, they say the bathtub and grab the mattress. And I lived in Nebraska, and that's exactly what we did. So I understand. All right, let's move on to this one from Joe. And Joe is listening to us in Arizona on KVOI, 10:30 a.m. And he says, Kate, sorry about, I'm assuming your 76ers as our sons rolled on in the East and now are in the Eastern Conference Final against the Bucks. I wasn't sure if you were going to do a man cave or not, but I wondered your thoughts on that. Well, first of all, you're talking about the Sixers losing in the Game 7 to the Hawks, so which they did. They played terribly down the end. I mean, not terribly because there was a lot of lead changes and that kind of stuff, but a couple of key players didn't play well, that they needed to play well, like their number two player. I do have a man cave, and I'll go into that in the second hour. But Hawks, congratulations to them. They win that Game 7, 103-96. And as for the Suns, you've got Game 2 on Tuesday at 9 o'clock Eastern. That tips, and they beat the Clippers in their first game of the Western Conference Finals. So, wow, 120-114, and that was a fun game to watch, I have to say. So nice for that little break on everything that is so heavy, heavy, heavy. How about this one? This one is from Peter, and Peter says, hi, Kate. I'm looking at the Olympics, and you've talked about the Olympics in Tokyo and the fact that the people in Tokyo don't really want to see the games go on, but they're going on. How many athletes are going to test positive, I wonder, when they get to Japan, and what is that process going to be like? Because under Japan's rules, Olympians aren't required to be vaccinated against the coronavirus, but have to be in designated social bubbles and test daily, if I'm right. You are right. That's exactly it. The International Olympic Committee and the Japanese government and organizers insist, number one, that the games can go on with healthy protocols in place. A lot of people think it's too risky. You're bringing thousands of people from all over the world, hello, while you've got these waves of infections hitting other countries that have low vaccination rates, and you don't have to be vaccinated, right? And Japan has fully vaccinated less than 6% of their 7.1 million people, slowest rate in the developing countries. So there is absolutely a concern. And then throw this into it, and you have the another crazy thing that happened. If Uganda's team, their Olympic team, test positive for the virus when they get into Japan on Saturday, so over the weekend. And they had all been vaccinated with the AstraZeneca shots and tested negative for the virus before they left. So what does that tell you? I think it's going to be I think it's going to be interesting to watch what comes out of Tokyo. I'm hoping it's smooth, but I think when you have thousands and thousands from all corners of the world, it's still risky. If you're being honest, it's still risky. All right, then I got this one from Les. Kate, I don't know if you're a big hiker. I think you talked about during the pandemic going hiking. For goodness sake, please do not try to take cutesy pictures that are selfies. I just heard about another person falling from a peak trying to get the right kind of shot. And I think this woman was with her husband, if I'm right, and it happened in... I believe Wyoming. Yes, you got a lot of those details right. So just a little bit more on that Steamboat Point. It's this cool rock in the Bighorn Mountains near Sheridan, Wyoming. And she died this week. She fell 200 feet. She was on a hike with her husband, and she fell. You fall that far. And the husband was unsure of where she was. Of course, emergency crews scrambled to try to get there. They found her at the base of Steamboat Point, and she had died. And her husband had hiked to the top to see the sunrise and was there. They went after him. It's unclear why she fell. They say there's no foul play. Her death is being ruled as an accident. They're doing, of course, an investigation because that's what they would normally do. And so was it about taking a picture? I don't know that it was about that or not. We have seen that in the past, and maybe that's why you thought that. But there's a lot of sketchy details as to, well, was it just a weird slip? Was it, something else that happened? Why? And the answer is we don't know the why. They're looking into what that is. All right, and then one last one, which kind of gives us the payoff with that whole cruise thing too. And this one is from Javi, and he says, Kate, if somebody gave you a ticket to get on a cruise right now, would you take a cruise? Would you feel safe? Well, first of all, it would be bad timing for me to get on a cruise. So the answer is no. I've never been on a cruise. I've been on like day cruise things and they're fun. But I've never taken a cruise because I've gone places and I'm like the person that wants to go to the place and explore or hang out and explore or whatever. I know people swear by cruises. I've had friends that were anti-cruise. I say anti because they just thought, it's just a floating barge. And then they went and they said it was incredible. But I wouldn't do it right now, and I couldn't take the show, so that would be a hassle. Although I've had people ask me about taking the show on the cruise, so stay tuned. There could be more on that. What's on tap coming up?
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Tropical depression Claudette is moving into the Carolinas after dropping heavy rains in Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi. It also left 12 people dead in its wake. 10 people, including 9 children, died Saturday in a multiple vehicle crash south of Montgomery, Alabama. Police say 8 children were killed in a van from a youth ranch for abused or neglected kids. The vehicles likely hydroplaned on wet roads, triggering a chain reaction crash. Claudette is forecast to re-strengthen into a tropical storm before it moves over the North Carolina coast and back out to sea. The United States has sent 2.5 million doses of COVID vaccine to Taiwan. The shipment of the Moderna vaccine tripled the U.S.'s previous commitment to Taiwan as the island deals with a surge in new cases. And John Rahm wrapped up his final round of the U.S. Open with two straight birdies to clinch his first major title. Rahm finished at 6-under par. Louis Oosthuizen finished 2nd at 5-under. Harris English was 3rd at 3-under. This is USA Radio News. A bipartisan group of senators are urging President Biden to support their nearly $1 trillion infrastructure bill announced last week. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham saying Sunday that a $1 trillion infrastructure deal was there for the taking for the White House. Senator Rob Portman says the group is committed to their proposal, despite it facing opposition from both sides of the aisle. He tells NBC's Meet the Press that he believes the group can grow support for the bill from the middle out.
I think we're absolutely committed to it, and I think there's a number of others as well on both sides of the aisle. Last week, I heard from a lot of my colleagues saying, I just need to look at one other issue, you know, can you do this, can you do that? But there's a lot of interest in having a bipartisan proposal. And Chuck, this is growing the vote from the middle out. So I think, unfortunately, that's where we are right now in Congress, is that it's more likely we'll have success in doing that. You recall at the end of last year, we did the same thing with regard to a COVID-19 package.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Everybody. I love that. Kate Delaney, what's on tap? And what's on tap is, in some cases, stormy weather. We've talked about that, but it is the common denominator for all of us, meaning, you know, the more you know, especially with flash flooding, like I was talking about, that happened over the weekend. Sadly, some people get caught up in that. And if it's ever happened to you, it's happened to me, but luckily I survived it, and I was with some other people, meaning, you know, we were in a car, and it wasn't one of those things that you see where you can't get out, and it's just horrific when that happens, right? So for the parts of the East Coast that we've mentioned, especially for so many people on the, you know, that find themselves in, you know, you live in Duck, you live in North Carolina, you live in South Carolina and some of the parts on the coastline, and you've been through this, you just know, hey, this Claudette is not out of our hair just yet. She's hanging around, so we have to, you know, we have to be sure to make sure that whatever it is we're doing, where we're motoring around to, you know, maybe we're hoofing it, doing something else, but we're not getting in those low-lying areas. I mean, I think that's the whole thing. You get caught up in those areas, and that's when it gets dicey, I guess. So So be careful with Claudette, because we saw that there was this crash that happened in Montgomery, and that was just awful. They say the scene was terrible. 18 cars, multiple injuries. People are just reeling there from that. So, you know, you look at something, you see it, and then it gets worse and worse and worse. So the National Transportation Safety Board is investigating that multi-vehicle Alabama collision that happened on Saturday, that pileup. And the weather was believed to be, because the visibility part, a part of that. And, wow, too many kids. 10 people, 9 children. So updating that, 9 children. Boy, and when you hear that, it just takes your breath away, right? You know, absolutely. All right, we head into another week, and it's always what's on tap with the, you know, with what the market is going to bear. And when you have different reports, earnings reports, et cetera, or negative news, that has a massive impact on the markets right now. And throughout this year, it's been really mostly up signs. I mean, we see the down arrows occasionally, but I was just talking to somebody about dividend stocks and stock markets and the stock markets, and most stocks fell with the techs holding up, you know, heading into the weekend. But because they're all looking at the Federal Reserve and at the potential of raising interest rates and as soon as 2023, and what kind of an impact will that have? And then because of Juneteenth being a holiday now, the question also becomes with both the House passing this, etc., and then signed into law by the president, it's the 11th federal holiday. So that's new, that jumps on the calendar, that's what's on tap. But what happened to people on Fridays? A lot of people suddenly got off on Friday, government workers, state government workers. But what does that mean carrying forward? Who gets off? More than 460 companies are observing Juneteenth at this point, with many of them offering a paid day off or holiday pay. And among them is Gannett, which is the parent company of a big newspaper that you've heard of, I'm sure, USA Today. And some other companies are continuing paid time off, and just depending on what the company is, they're recognizing it. T-Mobile, for example, a paid company holiday, that's what they're saying. Yelp, that's on tap for them. Same thing. They're making it Juneteenth a paid holiday. They observed it on Friday, though. So moving forward, they're definitely doing that. And some of the people that couldn't scramble and get sitters or do what they had to do, they're encouraged to take it another time. So there you go. That's obviously huge, because it is the 11th, like I said, 11th holiday, and it's big companies. It's certainly the federal government. And, you know, what does it mean for people who weren't able to take it? Most of the companies are saying, well, moving forward, you can take it just at a different time, and that's fine. And then normally they'll set it up for whatever, where Juneteenth falls, they'll set it up, and that will be the holiday, the paid holiday. So, you know, there you go. Rita Moreno is planning. What's on tap for her is a 90th birthday party. The reason she's significant is because she's now part of still this remake of West Side Story, and she was, you know, younger when the original West Side Story came out. She was part of that, and she's a Puerto Rican actress, dancer, singer. She's had a career for 70 years, including she was in Singing in the Rain, The King and I mean, things that you might not realize that she was part of, but especially West Side Story. And, you know, she was in that in 1961. And there is a film out about her that talks about, it's a documentary, just to girl who decided to go for it is the documentary, and it's actually in theaters or you can rent it. And I saw clips of it, and it's pretty interesting because you just realize how big her career was, how far her career spanned. And even a lot of times in those character roles, she had a very, very, in 70 years of it, a very, very long, long career. And West Side Story was one of the highlights, but certainly not the only highlight because she had been in so many different movies. She was even part of One Day at a Time, the reboot from 2017 to 2020. I mentioned some of the Singing in the Rain, that was 52, and The King and I, 56, and Oz, 97 to 2003. That was something that I watched. But I think the thing is, like I said, this documentary is out, but her What's on Tap is, how about that? I mean, that's longevity in a industry where it is absolutely about, there is absolutely ageism discrimination. And, you know, that's something that she weathered that and has had such a successful career through all of those decades. What's on Tap? When it comes to the sports world, there's always something, and we are going to do a man cave in the next hour, so I won't overemphasize it. But there's a couple of things, including the fact that you now have another series that is set in the NBA because the Hawks beat the Sixers 103-96, as that was asked about in the mailbag. So you got the Clippers and the Suns on Tuesday for their second game, Phoenix picking up the first one, and then on Wednesday you have the Hawks and the Bucks in their Eastern Final Conference Finals, and that opens on Wednesday in Milwaukee. You can bet, and I know there's people listening in Milwaukee, you can bet the people in Milwaukee are beyond ecstatic. I mean, they are beyond it. I know it for sure because I've already gotten probably 25 texts. And that's probably all the people I know in Wisconsin. So good for them because it was overtime in their Game 7 and they beat Brooklyn. And look what happens. Good things happening for Milwaukee. And with Giannis, they're feeling very confident about the 25-year-old two-time MVP and his possibilities of getting it done for them. That should be an interesting series either way. And then how about this? This is something that's on tap moving forward. Spacewalking astronauts equipped the International Space Station with the first in a series of new solar panels on Sunday. They overcame suit problems because they had problems with that and other obstacles in space. Can you imagine? With muscle and persistence, we've seen these in futuristic sci-fi movies. It took two spacewalks for a French astronaut and a NASA astronaut, Shane Kimbrough, to install and actually unfurl the panel to 63 feet long. Oh, doing that up in space and messing around with your suit. So that's why they get paid the big bucks to be astronauts. The solar wing unrolled, I guess, like a red carpet once they got the final set of bolts released. But it took 10 minutes with station cameras doing this live television viewing. And wow, how crazy is that? They still have more work to do. What's on tap for them is watching, making sure everything's set the way it is. And on Wednesday, the display control panel on Kimbrough's suit conked out. He had to return to the airlock to reset it. So the fact, you know, space is hard, like you said. The fact that they were able to get that done is huge, huge. This or that next.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hanging with us, everybody. Time for This or That. Eric Salazar joins us. Sir Eric, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you, Kate?
I'm pretty good. I like when you say not too bad. Not too bad can be interpreted a lot of ways. Like, you know what? That's okay. I mean, I'm not on my private jet flying to some island or something, but otherwise I'm feeling all right. Was that kind of it?
Yeah, exactly. You know, no, can't complain. Nothing to complain about.
That's right. If you have nothing to complain about, it's a good, good day. So we're doing this or that thing, and the first one is, you know, people talk about, and I always talk about this, I like water, going to water. I like to just travel in general, but if you're going to the mountains and you had a choice between Colorado, like Vail or Aspen, perhaps, versus the Great Smoky Mountains, all expenses paid, which would you choose, this or that?
Smoky Mountains. Which ones are those?
The Great Smoky Mountains are on the East Coast, I guess is the best way to put that. And they're, what do I know about the Smoky? North Carolina, Tennessee, that's what you'd be looking at. And part of the Appalachian Mountain culture is, you know, black bears and hiking and all that.
You know what? I'd be more interested in that. I feel like I'm sort of from the air, like the bottom of the Rockies, so I kind of know what the Rockies are like. But so yeah, I'm curious to see. Yeah, what the culture and environment is like over there in the South, you know.
You know what? It's so funny that you say that because I would pick the Smoky Mountains too. I've never been there. I've had invitations to go, but for, you know, with what I'm doing for a living, I couldn't just, let me just go away for a couple of weeks and go do that Smoky Mountain thing. But there's places where you can go and just dip in and out. And I've been to Colorado, and it's amazing, you know, Vail, Aspen, all any place in Colorado, you name it. I've spent a lot of time there. But I would love to go to the Great Smoky Mountains. I mean, this long history, you know, I think 1800s, you had loggers, and the Conservation Corps, you know, rolled things out. It's a huge park. It's supposed to be just absolutely incredible when you look at the history of it. You look at the mountain people and, you know, you think of Tennessee and,
moonshine.
I don't know. Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what I think. I just think it would be fascinating. And you see, if you see photos of it, I mean, again, Colorado is beautiful too, but if you see photos of those waterfalls and those historic buildings and the nature that's there, I mean, and you look at the park maps, and I was looking at one the other day, I think it'd be really fun to go into the Smoky Mountains.
Yeah, I agree. Maybe we can check it out sometime.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do a show from there.
That'd be interesting.
That would be interesting. Wait, can you hear us? Can you hear me now? Oh, well, I guess you can't. I think George at the mothership, he does such a good job. I think he would be like, what are they doing? Why are they doing this? So, Colorado or the Smoky Mountains. Here's another one. This or that. Prime. Are you a Prime member? Prime day or not? This or that. Is that a big deal to you? The two Prime days coming up.
I wish. I'm not a Prime member yet. I don't, I haven't had the funds for that, the extra funds to try that, but I plan to soon. So next year, is it a certain day, the Prime Day?
Yeah, it's the 21st and 22nd.
Yeah, I'll be looking for that, to that next year, for sure.
Yeah, because he's smart. So they give you off on whatever, groceries or whatever you order. They'll give you $15 off of this, or there's just deals that you can get on Prime days that are just a little cheaper than other days.
Are you a Prime girl?
Yes. The Hubs, are you kidding? The other? Like, even tonight, before I went on the air, I hear the front door, oh, there's a package that was delivered. It's like, of course, it must be Amazon. And what was it? It was, like, some part. It was a part for the phone. It was something to attach, some other different attachment for the phone. Because the thing about Bezos is Amazon is the center of everything, right? Like, something breaks in your house, something happens in the car, something would, like, you can get so much through Amazon, and the delivery is so quick, that's what happens.
Yep, that's exactly why I want it.
Yeah.
It's too convenient.
It's too convenient. Yeah, yeah. And you get extra things with that. If you're Amazon Prime, you get the streaming service, so you get all of that. I mean, is it worth it? It's worth it if you are, you know, it's $119, I guess. So they say the Amazon Prime membership is actually worth $785 annually because of the benefits, the usefulness, if you use it, you know.
Yeah, if you use it right.
If you use it right, definitely. All right, here's a funny one. I was thinking about this today because I always get asked this question, and I bet everybody listening to us gets asked this question too, except for in some places, and I'll explain in a minute. When you go to a restaurant, and now that we're going back to restaurants, when you ask for water, ice or no ice, this or that, do you get water with ice or no ice?
Yeah, with ice, yep.
Me too, but a lot of people don't drink, they just like the water without the ice.
That's unheard of for me.
It's unheard of. It's unheard of. It's not American.
That reminds me of like when I was younger and if they brought water without ice, it's like, where's the ice? Can I have some ice?
Can I have some ice? That would be me too. I have to have ice. So here's my story. This is interesting. I lived in Spain for a while, and in Spain, of course, ice is at a premium. You know, I mean, it's just not big in the culture. It's not that they don't have any ice, but they never serve drinks with ice. Never. So I would go into some place. And it was in the summertime, and I'd say, hola. I would say, Coca-Cola más hielo, meaning ice. And they would look at me, they'd be like, no, señorita. So I'd be like, I'll pay extra. I just want ice. Just please, please, can I have ice? And if I found a place that served ice, I was going there every day to get that ice in that glass, because I'm just like you. I like it freezing cold. I like it cold. I don't want a room temperature Coca-Cola or water or whatever.
Yeah. Do they serve you like cold beverages without ice, or do they just kind of, is that?
No, it's room temperature usually.
Hmm.
It doesn't mean that they never have cold, but I mean, I was in the biggest city. Madrid is the size of New York, only it's in Spain. It's the same size, the amount of people. And it's like you could go into a Burger King, like they have Burger Kings there, and you'd get a drink, but it was rare if they had ice.
Okay. All right.
Strange.
It sounds like a European thing or something.
Yeah, it's a European thing, I think, with the whole ice deal. So very, very strange. How about this? If you have a chance, this is such a good this or that. I mean, because I know people, when they say, live your biggest dream, what is your biggest dream? So money's not a problem, and you can have either somebody clean your entire house all the time. You know, they just clean it. You don't have to touch anything from bathrooms to kitchens to anything. You can have someone do that always. That's like somebody comes in. Or you can have somebody that cooks you meals whenever you want them, and you can only do one or the other. Which would you take, this or that?
Ooh, another tough one.
It's tough.
Oh, man.
I mean, think about it. Somebody making all your meals. You don't have to be scrounging around. Oh, what do I want to eat? What do I need? Or your whole house is clean. You're not taking a broom out. It's all dirty because you haven't dusted in these places you don't even think about, you know.
Yeah, you know, all right. I'll go with the cooking. I'd rather have the cooking because...
The cooking!
That way... You know, I don't want to be too lazy that I don't clean, you know.
All right, you don't want to be lazy, so you go with the cooking. First world problems, by the way, for everybody listening. I'm going with the cooking, too, because I think I could eat healthier, and I could, if I could request what I wanted, I think it would help all the way around, and then I wouldn't be scrounging, trying to dig up what's for dinner, and that question that my hubs and I hate to ask each other, what's for dinner? What do you feel like? All right, Eric, always fun, this or that, another one in the books.
Thank you, Kate.
Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.